When Maddie from Liverpool sold her car with Motorway, she got more money. She then used that extra money to help pay for her wedding.
This isn't part of your speech, is it?
Motorway took the hassle out of the entire process, allowing her to focus on what matters most.
Oh, hon, don't cry.
I just love a happy ending. Sell your car the more money way. Where 84% of sellers sold for more. Motorway. Validated against two independent sources. Visit motorway.co.uk/claims.
In the Dream Stock Clearance Sale, shop massive savings on a wide range of beds and mattresses. All with free delivery. Dreams. Love your bed. Exclusions apply.
Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it for free now. The latest news is next on the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Gavin Rutter. Israel has unleashed a series of huge airstrikes on Beirut. At least 6 people have died and almost 100 have been injured. The country's military claims it struck the central headquarters of the militant group Hezbollah. At least 40 people have been killed across 4 states after Hurricane Helene struck the US. People are still trapped in flooded homes after it hit the coast of Florida. Sean Diddy Combs has been hit with further sexual assault allegations in a new lawsuit in New York. The woman claims she was assaulted at the music mogul homes and then fell pregnant. And Philip Schofield's revealed how his daughters helped him when his life became dark as he makes his return to television. He left ITV last May over an affair with a younger male colleague he called unwise but not illegal.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Manchester City will look to pull clear of the chasing pack at the top of the Premier League this lunchtime. They're away at 6th place Newcastle. Manager Pep Guardiola says it promises to be a tough test.
The team is one of the most toughest, strongest and opponents, especially, no, home in a way, but especially way for the atmosphere in this marvelous stadium, and yeah, we are going ready to the battle.
Arsenal and Chelsea have home games against Leicester and Brighton, respectively, as they look to keep pace. Meanwhile, Celtic will aim to make it 6 wins in a row to begin their Scottish Premiership title defence when they visit St Johnstone this evening. And England's one-day international series with Australia is going to a decider. It's after the hosts sealed a 186-run victory at Lord's.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
A bright day across much of England with sunny spells, a chance of showers in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Feeling chilly with temperatures just a little below average for this time of year.
John Richardson.
John Richardson.
He needs another name than that, I would have thought.
Yeah.
John Richardson. He should call himself Richardson John.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Just full of husbands.
your rocks off, get your rocks off, honey. Shake it now, now.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to John Richardson on Absolute Radio, joined by the wonderful Angela Barnes.
Hello.
I always leave a gap there. It's really weird to make you just
say hello again. Yeah, and I said it in a really weird way. I've never said hello like that before.
You said it brilliantly. I've done that with Kerry, and she just stares into the microphone for 10 minutes.
Have you and Kerry had a falling out? Has something happened? Do you want to talk about it? I don't know.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't even miss her. It's fine. I'm glad she's wherever she is. She didn't tell me where she is, but I don't need to know. It's fine. But you're here.
I am here, John.
Have you achieved anything this week?
I have. I don't really do smug very often. It's not a... I think I'm a bit like you, John, in that, you know, from sort of working class backgrounds, and you don't get to feel smug very often. It's not that nice a feeling. However...
No.
I did mention earlier about my husband and I being quite competitive when it came to word games. And there's a word game that we play every single day, right? And it's called Spelling Bee. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like the New York Times word game thing. And every day we race each other to genius, right? So it's whoever gets to genius first. And we're pretty evenly matched on it.
It's smuggish.
It's quite smug, but it gets even more smug because the other day I unlocked a secret level on it that we didn't know was there, which is Queen Bee. And I got there. I wasn't with my husband. I was away. I was staying in a hotel. And what that means is you've found every single word it's possible to find in this puzzle. And it's this secret thing comes up going, "You're Queen Bee." And so I screenshotted it and sent it to him. And he was so upset that he didn't even know this extra level existed. He's like, "I just get to genius and stop." I was like, "Well, I carried on." And that's what happens.
I don't know. I've got to say, this is the first time I've been tempted not to bring you down a peg or two.
Oh, thank you, John. I knew you'd understand.
Well, it's not a good thing for you.
Oh, okay.
It's very much like if I ever get into a band, then they've lost it, basically.
Yeah.
If you like a band and then I say, "Oh, I like them," that means they've very much moved into the mainstream finale of their career.
I see where you're going.
I've never said, "Oh, yeah, I liked them before they were famous." That's not me. It's not who I am. Equally, if I tell you I think it's really cool that you were sat in a hotel on your own playing word games just to undermine the love of your husband, I don't think it's a great thing.
No, cool is a matter of perspective, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but yeah. I do... Well, this from the lady banging on about I had friends instead of an ISA.
Yeah, did I, though? Or was that you just bravado, John?
Okay.
We both know, don't we? We both know. I didn't have friends or an ISA, let's be honest.
There is a lot to be said for him saying, "I thought the agreement was that we get to genius. It's a race to genius." That's like you racing him at the 100 metres and then saying, "Well, my 200 metre time was faster than yours," when he's having a cup of tea and a Kit Kat.
But I think if he knew that there was a 200 metre finish line ahead, then he would have kept going. But he didn't even know that was there, whereas I was willing to explore.
Have you had a game yet where you've both raced to Queen or King Bee?
He's still never got Queen Bee.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that I will allow.
Okay.
That I will allow.
Brilliant.
And the great news is you've married someone less intelligent than you, and for that short feeling of smugness, you have a lifetime of being frustrated by his every action and deed. And I think that balances it out.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Thanks for making me question everything. We've just had our third wedding anniversary. Will we have our fourth? That's the question.
No. Oh, you'll get to four. You'll get to four. Yeah, don't you worry about that. Then the real work begins. I was unintentionally smug last week on the show.
Ooh.
I opened last week's show by banging on about, I said, "I love autumn, mate." I said, all you summer folk are gutted now because, "Oh, no, I can't wear my T-shirts and sit outside, you know. I am a cardigan-wearing indoorsman. I get my slow cooker out. This is when I thrive."
It's your time.
No sooner had those words left my lips than I was struck by
a throat like razors. I've been on the lemon and ginger tea all week.
Oh.
There's no two ways about it. I got my petard out last week, live on air, and I've only gone and hoisted myself on it.
That is, like, real-time hubris playing out right there.
Yeah, yeah, and I deserve it. I deserve it. But
oh, are you feeling better now, John?
No, I feel worse. This Douglas Adams 42 thing, I've rarely felt worse than I have since turning 42.
Oh, well, and if, you know, in 6 months it'll be spring.
Yeah.
It's not helped, has
it? Got it. Got it. Coming up, I will speak to a caller about their Saturday smugness. Just be aware that my powers affect even me. I'm stronger than you ever dreamt. It's Saturday Smugness on Absolute Radio. I have already undermined the marriage and future happiness of Angela Barnes.
Thank you.
I have given myself the lurgy, and now I open it up to you, the listener, and I think we are joined on the line now by Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning.
Did I pick a little Midlands twang on the end there, Michelle?
Oh, you did, yeah.
Whereabouts are you?
I work in Birmingham, but I actually live in Worcester.
It's got a nice A&E in Worcester. I spent a night there last year.
No, it's not.
I did. And a little fun fact, the A&E at Worcester Hospital has recently moved, because when we arrived and asked for directions to A&E, the person we asked showed us where the A&E used to be, and that is now the morgue. And that's not where you want to show up.
Wow. It depends what's wrong with you, really.
Well, it does, yeah. I did for a moment think I was being fast-tracked, but...
I feel like we've sort of... Just this conversation has meant that the Saturday Smugness has sort of taken care of itself. Whatever you've achieved is underpinned by this chat about death. Michelle, what have you achieved this week?
I've just got back off holiday, been in Cornwall for a week. Clear blue skies all week, and all I've heard from the family back home is, why have you got clear blue skies? It's really horrible up in the Midlands. And we went down with our usual attire, jeans, trainers, coats, didn't need any of them. It was glorious.
You've been walking around Cornwall naked, is what you're saying.
Wow, only when it's dark. We don't want to scare everyone.
Yeah. And I don't know what to say, you'll be hearing from Cornwall and Devon Constabulary.
At some point, in due course.
I want to give Michelle extra points because she went on holiday to Cornwall in the UK and didn't call it a staycation. And that, for me, means you can have all the points, because I get so annoyed when people refer to their holidays as a staycation. Mm-hmm. And you didn't and do I that. Did. You had a holiday in Cornwall.
Perfect. You can have a holiday, because a staycation is when you stay at home.
Exactly my point, Michelle. I think you and I are going to be friends.
Yeah, you're listening to the Michelle and Angela show here on Absolute Radio.
Who's that guy speaking just then? I don't know who that was.
Well, you have. Do you know what? It's lovely to just hear a conversation where two people agree and get on. You just don't hear it enough. Mm. So congratulations. My view, on the other hand, of course, is tailored slightly by the view that the fact that you've had a beautiful week of warm sunshine in late September is a sort of sign of the doom that we all face as a globe, and the catastrophe that is climate change. So I'm glad you've enjoyed that at the expense of your family, but we're all going to die.
I was going to say keep it light, John, but then I remembered who you were.
It's not what I do.
No.
It's not what I do. Michelle, I am... off air, I don't think anyone's listening now. I'm delighted you've had a wonderful trip, and I care for Cornwall very much.
We've never had a week like it, ever. I've got to be honest.
Oh, so well, you deserved a nice week down there after all the years you've put in of rainy weeks in Cornwall. It was your turn.
Yeah.
If God willing, I'm still in employment next year. You call me when it all evens out and you get absolutely thundered on. We'll have a lovely chat. If you think you're going to feel smug next week, if you've got anything coming up that you think gives you the right to be our Saturday Smugness caller, then you can email john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Health isn't someday in the future, it's now. It's same-day GP appointments when you need that niggle seen to, and getting the results for your cancer test fast. Health is a direct line to experts, whatever time of day you need it, and mental health support that doesn't have an expiry date. Feeling your best every day starts today. Search Bupa Health Insurance to get your quote now. Bupa, this is health. Pre-existing conditions not covered. Terms and conditions apply.
When one's role is to deliver good news to the nation, one mustn't take it lightly. So let me put on my regal voice as I, Tom Allen, declare that in People's Postcode Lottery's October draws, you could win a share of £20.4 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dreamier holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of September. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
energy threads through everything we do, from this radio show to your home or your phone, to school halls, to market stalls, to dance floors and the full-time scores, to box set binges, to takeaways, to celebrating birthdays. That's why National Grid is working to deliver the Great Grid Upgrade, the largest overhaul of the electricity grid in generations, connecting more clean, affordable wind power to you and all the things you love to do. The Great Grid Upgrade. Find out more at nationalgrid.com.
This is a message to anyone who hasn't had their coffee this morning. Guys, we've got a deal to help. At Costa, you get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from $5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price date in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, Aviva can help solve this car insurance conundrum. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Breaking the news is up to him, though.
Darling?
Helping solve your car insurance puzzles? It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Wouldn't it be nice to start autumn with a bang? Well, iPhone 16 Pro is here. With cinematic slow motion and the power of Apple Intelligence. And pair it with 50% off selected data plans for 12 months on Sky Mobile, the UK's fastest growing network. Search Sky Mobile. Subject to status, Apple Intelligence, coming December 2024 with Siri and device language set to US English. Ends 9th of October. Terms apply. Verify at sky.com/mobile claims.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix, by delivering Weetabix to whoever's in charge of fixing potholes, to VAR, and people who hog the middle lane. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
What did best broadband experience? That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fibre areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
I want you to know that I'm here. Be for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Absolute Radio. I am John Richardson, joined by the wonderful and the transient Angela Barnes.
Transient. I like that. I'm in the process of moving house. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and you're going on tour.
I hope we're moving house, John. We're at that horrible stage of, you know, will we exchange, won't we exchange, and all of... And I'm not sure why it has to be so complicated in this country. The whole process of buying a house... suddenly... Because I don't have a poker face. I don't know about you. I can't do the negotiating. I'm like, just tell me how much your house costs. Yeah. And if I can afford it, I'll pay it.
Yes.
And then all the, you know, oh, but the chimney's got a brick missing, so give me £1,000. I can't play that game. I'm not a negotiator. I don't even have a snakes and ladders face. Like, I can't do it.
No, but the time to play that game is now, because what you don't want to do is get in the house and find all the stuff they haven't told you about and then wish you'd negotiated.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a survey, you know, I've done all the... I'm very much pay someone else to check everything and then I trust them. Is that...
Yeah, you're implying that the sort of most financially important and crippling financial decision you ever make should have more of an element of trust in it.
Yeah. I wish I could see it more like you. I'm too British about it. I'm too... Oh, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure there's not a problem. I couldn't possibly ask you to you know, pay more or
oh, I don't do it.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, I don't do it now. Pay the asking price and then just be miserable for the rest of your life.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to. No, you're not supposed to.
So I just move in and watch the house crumble around me?
Absolutely, yeah. Just wonder what that smell was. And then you think, oh, she wasn't baking bread the day we looked around.
Oh,
you're
that
absolutely
was...
done.
Oh, God. Oh, what have I done? It's such
well,
a...
Well, the great thing is you're going to be on tour, so you won't. It's for your husband to deal with.
That's
he ain't
true.
Getting... He ain't getting Queen Bee, I'll tell you that.
He's going to be too busy repairing roofs.
Oh, with a roof leak dripping on his phone. Good luck with that, mate.
I love spending time with you, John. I really do. It makes me feel really good about my own outlook on life,
I've
you know?
I've never heard that phrase not used sarcastically.
I really meant it.
Oh, thank you. If all you get out of 3 hours in my company on a Saturday morning is, at least I'm not him, then I've done my job.
Job
John
Richardson,
Absolute Radio, here as long as you need me.
Yeah.
It's autumn. I am slightly shamed to say I have gone all young. Perhaps you've... I don't know if it's a reaction to turning 42, but I'm wearing what I believe the young people call a hooded top.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a hoodie before, John.
No, what do you think?
It suits you, but it's a bit like, you know, when they paint Disney characters on an ice cream van and they have to paint them a bit off so they don't get sued. It's a bit like that. You are John Richardson, but something's a bit off.
John Richardson-ish. It's because I'm playing rock and roll music on a Saturday morning, so right, I like to dress cool.
This is the absolute effect.
This is what Absolute has done to me, yeah. I don't even shave anymore.
You're going to wear loafers with no socks next week, is that... Is that where we're heading?
No.
John, you all right?
No, that never. It makes me feel so sick, that.
I don't like shoes with no socks. Being able to see a man's whole ankle, it's not right, is it?
Yeah, and there's something undignified for men and women about buying those little booty socks. Yeah. The little sort of wrapper, they're not doing the job. It's just like a little bit of cling film around your toes. That's not stopping the stench.
Wear a sock or don't wear a sock, that's the...
Wear a sock.
Or just wear a sock, actually. Wear a sock. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Sometimes I'll go out in the winter. Here's a little tip. You don't want to... I'm not at an age yet where I'm comfortable buying a long john, but yep. I will sometimes. I'll stick football socks on in the morning and ooh, I'll pull them right up under my jeans. Nobody knows.
No one knows. Only you know. And anyone listening to this knows now when they see your jeans on in the winter, what's going on under there.
I'm sat looking all smug in the winter. How cold are your knees? A little bit colder than mine, I'll bargain. And if a game does break out, say I'm walking past Ellen Road and they say, oh my God, Pat Bamford hasn't turned up, I'm straight on.
You ready? Jeans off on the pitch.
But you're wearing a cardigan.
I am wearing a cardigan. I love a cardigan. And this is my favourite. I've got this very cardigan in four different colours. I love it. I've gone autumnal today. I've got me mustard cardigan and sort of rust-coloured dress.
It's a great look.
Thanks,
mate. It's a really good look. Yeah. And when you say I've got it in four colours, I'm guessing none of them is pink.
Actually, one of them is pink. I've got pink, I've got bright orange, and I've got green and mustard yellow. I don't do brown cardigans. I do bright colours, John. I know that's sort of weird to you, but...
No, I don't like a bright colour.
No.
Look
at the surprise in my voice. Oh, really?
I dress so as not to be looked at. And I don't mean that in the sense of being recognisable. Just, I want to be absolutely under the radar.
You're basically an urban camo. That's what you are. You want to blend into the buildings and into the...
Yeah. You follow the fashion just a few years behind. Yeah. So nobody's... The minute anyone says, God, he looks great, that guy. No, they're looking at you.
Yeah. I don't know why I like bright colours, because it doesn't really... Am I sort of compensating for... I think my personality's all right. Like, I don't need to do it.
I love people who wear bright colours. My mum looked after my daughter this week and they played a game where they spotted blue cars and they had to give up. And she said, all the cars now are white and grey. What's going on
there? They are. I've got a red car, John.
You just constantly defy everything.
Right.
Is that a natural colour on your hair?
It's definitely not a natural colour. My dad wasn't a fraggle, John. But, I've recently changed my hair colour after 15 years. So this is, I've gone for, it's a coral copper. There you go, sort of pinky copper colour. Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks, mate.
I'm toying with the idea of dyeing my beard.
What colour?
Well, what it should be. It's gone very grey in the last sort of couple of weeks. Mm. And I'm quite upset. I don't want... The bald spot's the bald spot. We're dealing with that. But the beard, I just think it probably wouldn't take very long.
I've got one word for you, John.
Yes?
Distinguished. I think a grey beard looks distinguished. I do.
I think my beard is... I've got two words for you. Roadkill badger. That's the sort of... That's the look of them. I wouldn't mind if it was all grey and full, but there's bits missing. It's grey and some bits dark in the others. I've always got some spaghetti.
But you can't, like, the bits that are missing, colouring the rest of it's not going to make them not missing.
I'll have a think about it.
Yeah, I do. Ask your friends. Don't just make the decision alone. That's what I'm saying.
Already established, I don't have any. And if you're my friend, email john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Get Virgin Media broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fibre areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Energy threads through everything we do. From this radio show to your home or your phone. To school halls, to market stalls, to dance floors and the full-time scores. To box-up binges, to takeaways, to celebrating birthdays. That's why National Grid is working to deliver the Great Grid Upgrade. The largest overhaul of the electricity grid in generations. Connecting more clean, affordable wind power to you and all the things you love to do. The Great Grid Upgrade. Find out more at nationalgrid.com.
Meet Sarah.
Hi there.
Sarah's pranged her car miles from home and she's not sure if her insurance covers getting back. Thankfully, Aviva can help solve this car insurance conundrum. If you've had an accident and your car's not safe to drive, we'll get you safely home. You'll have your feet up in no time, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Helping solve your car insurance puzzle? It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Onward travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
Big, plump and pear-shaped, little pert and peachy. Bums come in all shapes and sizes, but one in two of them may get piles. Itchy, sore, pains in the posterior. Sound familiar? Use Anusol, the UK's number one piles treatment.
Anusol cream, always read the label. Number one claim based on sales data. To verify, email ukinquiries@churchdwight.com.
Love my Toyota Corolla, I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy, my kids love it.
Slow maintenance, looks great, worth every penny.
My Corolla is great, yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me nu bought by Sunday. Ehi meri pehli car si, ehi me horn chalandiya.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
I'm very proud to launch my new M&S Food and Tom Kerridge Gastropub range. It's taken years of hard work to bring the flavours of my restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side, and either a starter or a dessert in the Gastropub dine-in. For your main, how about my spiced lamb? Slow-cooked to tender perfection with a rich harissa, apricot and chickpea sauce. This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S Gastropub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere. Even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
In the Dream Stock Clearance Sale, shop massive savings on a wide range of beds and mattresses, all with free delivery. Dreams. Love your bed. Exclusions apply.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute Radio Noughties. Download it now.
Absolute Radio Noughties.
Travel news is next.
What to give Dad for his birthday? Because what do you give a man whose catchphrase is, "Don't get me anything"? He's into cycling, so maybe some fashionable cycling shorts? Or maybe a scratch card from the National Lottery. Something to show you haven't forgotten, but avoids the danger of any more lycra in his wardrobe. The National Lottery. Best gift ever. Please gift responsibly. And remember, you need to be 18 or over to buy, gift and play. Even though it's a gift, rules and procedures apply.
Win a quarter of £1 million.
It's a lot of pounds. 250,000 of them. And we guarantee someone will win all that cash. For your chance to win, enter the draw now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entries cost £2. Or call 0330 880 4594. Calls are charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only, and all the rules for this Rayo Network competition are on our website. Lines close Friday the 4th of October at 5pm. If we call, all you have to do is answer the phone and you'll win a quarter of £1 million. Enter now. Text WIN to 81215.
You could win a quarter of £1 million. Absolute Radio.
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care.
So, Angela, I mentioned earlier that I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
It's a concerted effort. I have one, I would say.
One left.
It's Matt Ford.
Oh, yes. Lovely Fordy.
Lovely Fordy, yes. I am working very hard to ruin that friendship.
Yeah.
So he will be in the chair you're sitting in just a few hours.
Oh, I've warmed it up for him. That's nice.
Are you going to stay there until he arrives?
I will, yeah.
He will be in hosting Rock and Roll Football. I invite our listeners every week to text trick messages to him during his show. So he's unwittingly promoting our show on his own.
Great.
Do you know what's very funny? And I want the listeners to know this. We genuinely don't talk about it in the week. I think he finds it genuinely a little bit tiresome. So I don't want you to think that, like, we phone on a Saturday evening, like, oh, I got you this week, ha ha. He just doesn't mention it. And I think that means I'm winning.
Oh, it's niggling him.
It's absolutely, it's winding
and
up.
And it's really nice to see how much satisfaction you're getting out of niggling a man who's been through quite a lot in the last year.
He has, but I was nice to him when he was going through it. I sent him a nice text.
So now all bets are off.
I sent him that
fair
smiley
enough.
Emoji.
Oh,
so
fine.
It all balances out, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, fine.
Absolutely
fine.
I'm a good guy, and I will be torturing Matt Ford in the last half hour of the show. Before that, we will tell you all the news that isn't in the news, but should have been news.
I'm
John Richards
and the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
We all live different lives, which is why at Toyota, we have an electrified vehicle to suit everyone. Whether hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or all electric, at Toyota, every choice counts. Head down to your nearest centre or visit us online and choose yours.
My Toyota Corolla, I do love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance, looks great, worth every penny.
My Corolla is great, yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla, me no board basande. Ehi meri Bailey Garcy, ehi me Hornchilondia.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Hi all.
How are we doing?
Afternoon.
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 Let's get this meeting.
Meeting.
Meeting started.
Hi.
Where's the tablet gone?
When everyone's home, EE Work Mode prioritizes your broadband for working from home. With full fiber, the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
Yeah, I've got you loud and clear. Clear as a bell.
This is broadband made for working from home. Search EE Broadband, powered by BT.
Work mode with EE Smart Hub Plus. Full fibre, 47% UK availability. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
At Homebase, there's now an extra 10% off everything in-store and online. From sofa beds to garden sheds, storage tubs to blooming shrubs, to every shade of paint needed to transform your home for less. That's an extra 10% off everything, even the bits already on offer. Homebase, all your home needs for less. Don't mind if I do. Excludes clearance and gift cards. Delivery charges may apply.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale. It's a big deal. Wherever you want to go in the world, make waves in the Caribbean, go full throttle in Orlando, or fully unwind in the Maldives. But the biggest deal of all, you can book in store and online right now. The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale. See the world differently. Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginholidays.co.uk.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people.
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Aviva can help solve this car insurance conundrum. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved. So you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping solve your car insurance puzzles? It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
We all crave more. More freedom for adventures. More room for tools. More comfort for long drives. Whether you're conquering mountains or everyday life, more is, well, more. At the Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Stock Sales event this September, you can get more with an extra £750 off new stock vans, including the hard-working Transporter 6.1 and the adventurous California camper van. Discover more at volkswagen-vans.co.uk/sale. UK retail customers 18 plus. Discount applies to on-the-road or manufacturer's direct price of new stock vehicles only. Ordered and delivered by September 30th at participating van centres.
There's a new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Rayo. Download it for free now.
Or stay here for the latest news. Next.
At Tesco Mobile, our deals are so good you'll want to tell the whole group chat. Get our 100GB SIM for just £14 a month with club card prices, saving you an incredible £84. And better yet, that price is frozen for your whole contract. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
End 31st of October. Club card and 24-month credit agreement required. Frozen for contract duration. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Gavin Rutter. Israel's military says the leader of Hezbollah has been killed in an airstrike on Beirut. Hassan Nasrallah is thought to have been the main target of a series of attacks overnight on the militant group's headquarters. Sean Diddy Combs is facing fresh sexual assault allegations. A woman's filed a lawsuit in New York against the US rapper, claiming she became pregnant. He's always denied all the accusations against him. At least 44 people have died and millions left without power after Hurricane Helene battered the US. Insurers say damage could run into billions of dollars. Added investigations found rogue airport meet-and-greet operators are stealing from cars, parking them in unsafe areas, and often speeding in them as well. Police at Heathrow say they've received 300 allegations over the past 2 years.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Manchester City will look to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League this lunchtime as they take on Newcastle at St James's Park. Just behind them, Arsenal and Chelsea have home games against Leicester and Brighton. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca hopes his side can maintain their good form.
It's also important to continue with that momentum. And this is the only thing that I really care. The rest, I will be happy, as I said, to share finally 3 points with the fans.
Celtic will aim to make it 6 wins in a row when they visit St Johnstone in the Scottish Premiership. And British boxer Sandy Ryan has had paint thrown over her ahead of a world title defence in New York. The contest went ahead at Madison Square Garden, but she lost her WBO welterweight belt to Michaela Meyer on a majority decision. Ryan claims to have been the victim of a setup.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo, the new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
A bright day across much of England with sunny spells, a chance of showers in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Feeling chilly with temperatures just a little below average for this time of year.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
You're so very special.